This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
So we got a performance review from the state of Louisiana, and it appears that the schools in Louisiana are having their best performing year for at least a decade. And the Louisiana's biggest city, which is New Orleans, is especially interesting to look at because after almost all of its schools were completely destroyed in Katrina, New Orleans is now one of the first cities to have more charter schools than traditional public schools. And is it the charter schools that are improving education in New Orleans? We don't know, but we have a couple people here to help us talk about it. Benjamin Markovitz is principal of the one-year-old charter school, Psi Academy, and Luis Miran is dean of the College of Social Sciences at Loyola University in New Orleans. So good morning to both of you, first of all. Some people are calling this the charter invasion of New Orleans. So Benjamin Markovitz, you are principal of one of these charter schools. Should we be watching this this fact that there's now more charter schools than public schools there? What does that mean in New Orleans?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it means different things for different people. For families, a lot of it means that there's a menu of options for schooling for their children. And the burden and freedom to choose is on them. And, the call is then to investigate which schools are the best suited for their children. I think for people like me who are running schools, it means an opportunity to create the best possible program that you can. Your hands aren't tied by budgetary restrictions. Your hands aren't tied by which teachers to hire. You can set a bar for quality and do everything you can to maintain it. So that's actually how it impacts my life the most, actually promising particular accountabilities to the state and to our families and knowing that I have to deliver on it.
You run a college prep school, right?
That's right.
Serving what grades?
Serving 9 through 12, but we just have our first two groups, which is 9 and 10.
So I am assuming that you're looking at this state performance review coming out of the state of Louisiana and saying, look, charter schools can work, right? That's how you read this?
Sure. It's exactly what I just seeing where we're coming in and having higher performance scores than the average traditional public high school in the city, actually more than three times that, and working with populations that are almost exactly the same going to those schools, you know, we're thinking that a lot of what we're doing is working and that the belief that all kids can learn in the right environment is being proven by schools like us and by quite a few others in the city.
But Luis Miran, you're the dean of the College of Social Sciences at Loyola University. I'm definitely a product of the public schools and support public schools. And one of the things we're seeing nationwide from a new report from Stanford is that 17% of charter schools nationwide show an improvement over traditional public schools. About half of them show just about the same results, and 37% of charter schools show worse results than traditional public schools.
Right.
So what makes Louisiana and New Orleans different that the charter schools there are having better results?
Sure. Well clearly the context is different here. Pre-Katrina, as you know, the schools were really kind of achievement-wise an abysmal failure and an eyesore for the city. Post-Katrina, I would describe the charter surge in the city as an unprecedented experiment in public education. So there are a combination of factors, and I don't think you can attribute causality to test score improvement. In fact, the same data that the state released shows that the Recovery School District and schools in New Orleans continue to score at the bottom lowest, even though they've consistently improved. So it's a combination of factors, mainly infusion of federal recovery dollars, innovations that were able to be funded from those dollars, like extended school day. So it's difficult to sort out from a research standpoint what's attributed to the charter schools as improving achievement and what's attributed to opportunities like massive infusion of federal and foundation monies.
Are they serving the same populations? Do the charter school get more of a say? I mean, the public schools have to take the kids that are in their district. Do the charter schools have more of a say over who goes to the school?
Some of them do. It depends on whether they're selective admissions, quote-unquote, or non-selective admissions. And the schools that have seemed to have perform at the highest, those are, that are governed by the old school board, Orleans Parish School Board, are doing quite well, but those are the selective admissions. But from a research standpoint, again, you have to understand that the admissions process is not only controlled in the beginning, but there are also ways to focus attention on students who may have potential for greatest achievement. So we've had an issue with special needs kids here since mm-hmm. Katrina, and I'm a native of New Orleans and been mm-hmm. Writing on school reform for over 20 years.
This is a parent, Sherilyn Branch. She has a child at the Benjamin Banneker Elementary, and this is her speaking in the PBS NewsHour.
Parents are seeking places for their children who may have physical handicaps, mental or emotional handicapping conditions, and they're not being accepted by charters.
So Benjamin Markovitz, principal of Sci Academy, a charter school in New Orleans, are the charter schools turning away some of the special needs kids?
Oh, gosh. I can only speak for our school, which is a recovery school district operated school, specifically non-selective. And actually, our special needs population is quite a bit higher than the district average. And we serve somewhere between, right now, about 15% and 17% of our student body has special needs, some with severe or profound special needs. So it's not the case in our school, not the principal of other schools, but I know quite a few who are dealing with the same situation wherein a lot of parents have been able to speak more specifically with the schools and address their needs.
I imagine with President Obama coming there tomorrow, we're going to hear more about it. Benjamin Markovitz, principal of the Sci Academy. We also talked to Luis Miron, dean of the College of Social Sciences at Loyola University in New Orleans.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.